But one lunchtime we were going home with my little friend Nanette Parsons. She was the daughter of the court manager. The court was just south of the school, down the way from the brook. And we both lived in the same direction. And on this occasion, we heard this ominous sound and looked up, and there was this horrible black plane hedgehopping, coming over from the school, over towards the church. And it frightened the life out of us. We were terrified, and we shot under a hedge and watched this plane go over. We couldn't find any markings. It was just pure black. And afterwards we learnt that it was a German reconnaissance plane taking photographs of the station and the railway and Canby Bridge, Canby Island and the Thames Estuary. And of course we had the oil tanks there, and later they were to be set on fire in no uncertain terms.
So this was during the war period?
This was June 1939, just before the outbreak of war.
Because it's September, I think, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yes. That there was talk of war, and Chamberlain was trying to avert it. But in September 1939, the declaration of war was read out on the 1 o'clock news by Alvar Liddell, I think.
Right. The name to conjure with.
I remember coming home for my lunch, and always we had the 1 o'clock news on, and I listened intently to this report every day, even though I was only 10. And I remember they got stuck in Italy at the casino. And every day we were wondering, are they going to make it? Are they going to make it?
Right. And that went on a long time, didn't it?
Yes.
The casino.
And that was Alvar Liddell, I think, reading the news.
Right.
Anyway, the first realisation that I had that war was actually happening was I just had lunch and came out of the back door, and I heard this drone, this peculiar drone. I couldn't see where it was coming from. And then I looked up at the sky. It was a lovely day, absolutely clear. And there were all these dots, and I thought it was a swarm of gnats. And they were all going in the same direction. I thought, gnats don't go in the same direction. But they were so high up, you couldn't imagine they were planes at first. And then I suddenly put two and two together and rushed back for my mother to come and look. And we were speechless, because the whole sky was dotted with these tiny dots. And Father was in London, and these were all heading for London. And we just could not believe that so many, if these were planes, could be what we thought they were.
Yeah.
But they were. And the Blitz had begun. And then the siren went.
Did you ever get evacuated, or was it?
Well, my sister did. Right. She went first to Mansfield Woodhouse in Nottinghamshire. It was a colliery village, and she was billeted with the manager of the Pit Head, which was a great honour, actually. Most of them weren't so lucky. And he invited her down to go down the pit as well, so she was well away there. Yes, I joined the school a year, a term later. But We'd taken the 11 plus three times,
right.
And each time there was a raid, interrupted by a raid, and we managed to do the first page usually of our exam papers, usually about three. And I remember the second time we took it, we were at the actual building in South and High in Boston Avenue, as it was then. And the siren went, and we all slung our gas masks over our shoulders, grabbed our coats, took our papers, pen, and the inkwell. Now, these pottery inkwells were sunk into the desks,
yeah.
And they were covered over by a brass slide at night and filled up by the caretaker every day. And we had to get these ink pots out of their position in the desk and get to the shelter with all our clobber. And at South and High, the shelters were half in the ground, more or less sunk into the ground. In semi-darkness, we were expected to finish our exam in silence. And all I remember was there was a great shortage of ink to finish our papers. But having done it three times, I think the authorities must have judged our work on the three different pages they presented us with on the first page. Anyway, I joined the school after the Blitz, after the Battle of Britain.
Right.
So I saw the whole thing, and it was fought over Canby Island to some extent. We certainly got a slice of the action there. And these ACAT guns positioned on Canby would start up. We knew the bombers were arriving, and they'd have a good go first, and there's plenty of shrapnel falling. And the gun stopped as soon as the Spitfires came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched these dogfights through the binoculars, and there was a boy at the end of the road, other end of St. Mary's, who would race down with his binoculars,
right.
Charge to the end of our garden, and stand there for the whole performance, watching these planes come down.
Yeah.
And quite a few were shot down. And the pilots in the parachutes were rescued by the speedboats that were based at the Kynox Hotel,
right,
which was sort of halfway along Canby Sea Wall.
Towards Holhaven.
Yes, not that far from the oil tanks.
Yeah.
And the speedboats were pretty good at picking up the pilots. They usually managed it. And where the planes fell, I don't know. I should think on the Kent marshes mostly. Because we didn't have any over our side, as far as I remember.
I think you mentioned the possibility of a spy. A rumour of a spy? Or?
Yes. My father was the ARP warden, one of them. It was his job to see where the bombs had fallen and go and excavate them afterwards, after the raid. And there was this beautiful house up in Shipwrights Drive that had been built just before the war, about the same time as ours, I think. And the design was, we always thought Art Deco, but it was like a ship, built like a ship.
Yeah.
And rumour had it that there was a German spy living there. Well, we were not allowed to talk or ask questions because walls had ears. That was the famous motto. And we knew very little about it. But I do think the Round Hill was taken over by the army. could be wrong, of course, but the army did want to commandeer Hillend in the first place.
Hillend being your home, your second
home.
Oh,
yes. My parents had by this time built their home. I think it was about four years before outbreak of war.
Right.
We moved up to Hillend. And... yes, 5 years, I think.
Mm.
And the army had wanted to commandeer Hillend too.
Because of its position.
Overlooking Cambridge Bridge, yes. And they gave my mother 24 hours to pack our bags. And poor mother. no wonder she was rather silent. She'd already been through the First World War and lost her brothers and survived the 1918 flu epidemic.
Yeah, that killed her.
It nearly killed her, yeah, but she did survive, yeah. And now she was landed with this other war and just about to lose her dream home. Anyway, they returned within 24 hours and said, it's okay, we think the Hillend's too exposed, it's too near Canby Bridge, they're bound to find it a target, so we don't want to be the same target. So I think they moved to the Round Hill.
Right.
But it may only have been a rumour.
Yeah. Round Hill is where there was a bomb dropped?
Oh yes, in the adjacent field to the Round Hill there's this enormous crater that Dad told me about, so I had to go and see it, and it was enormous, pretty well the size of the whole field, and it lay fallow for the rest of the war, that field. It was so deep, you know, we didn't have the heavy machinery to flatten the level of the field to grow any corn. But every other field that you looked at was growing something.
Yeah.
And they ploughed up the verges right to the edge of the road. Pavements would go sometimes. Paths would go. Everything was ploughed up. And every inch of land was utilised.
Cultivated, yeah. Mm. We talked about the sort of dogfights that you watched.
Oh, yes. Now, one of my... friends was Spitfire pilot, and he'd done the required number of fights to warrant a respite, and they grounded him for a while, and he was also a violinist, so in our student orchestra that we had in the town we became desk partners, and he was 19, I think, really quite young. I was 15, and I lost touch with him after the war, but he used to talk a lot to my mother about the Battle of Britain.
Mm.